Okay, we're holding on Pesachim. Daf Tzadi, we're at the very bottom of Peitet Amud Bet. Tan Rabbanan. We taught in the Brayta, Hamimana Acherim Yimam Ala Pischo Val Chigigato Omeot Shbiyado Chulin Vamochrato Shlama Vlo Asav Vlo Klu Omeot Kol Shehen Yiplo Lundafa. So if someone appointed someone else onto his korban, and so you paid to be a part of it, then that money that he paid you to join in your korban is now chulin. You can do whatever you want with that money. However, if someone sells his korban ola, korban shlamim, right, he hasn't accomplished anything. You can't sell that. It's not yours. It belongs to Hekdesh, right? And any money is just now nedava money belonging to bring them into Beit HaMikdash. Well, since the sale didn't happen, since nothing happened, why exactly is the money need to go to the Dava? Nothing happened. That status of money should be totally normal. Amarava Knasa, right? It's a Dirabanan, right? They don't want you trying to sell it. My Kol Shehen, what does it mean by Kesef Kol Shehen? Meot Kol Shehen. What does that mean? Afalgav de lohavu shavu ela arba v'yavu lechamisha afilu bahi etera nami kantsu rabbanan. Meaning, let's say the korban was worth four, and you paid five for it. So you may think only the four that it was worth should be under the knas, but the fifth, the fifth shouldn't be in the dava. No, even that fifth is in the dava. Amar ula v'teimar v'yoshia. So ula said, in some ways it was v'yoshia. Efshar yadei chavrin b'vavle tama dehai mildam. Maybe the Babylonians know the reason for the following matter. Zeh frish tala lepischo, zeh frish meo lepischo. If one said, this lamb is my Korban Pesach, and one said, this money is for my Korban Pesach, Hayach Hekdesh Chal Al Hekdesh, right? How exactly do we say that Hekdesh is Chal Al Hekdesh, right? Meaning, if the person who's buying into the Korban made his money Kodesh, right, then how do you make your money Chulin? You can transfer the Kodesh onto something that is, you can transfer that Kodesh onto something that is Chulin, and swap it out. However, the money that he's using, he's paying to be a part of something that's already Kodesh. They're both Hekdesh. That Kedusha isn't going anywhere. How is this money all of a sudden Kodesh? Amar Abaye Ilav de Okmi Rabbi Yoshi Elahi B'mimane Zone Al Pisro V'Rebi Hi Yehav Mokmuna Lahi B'Kachim Kalim. Right, so Rabbi says this. If Rabbi Yoshi hadn't already established this Mishnah as talk, this case as talking about when you have a zona participate in your korban Pesach as her payment, I would have assumed that it was talking about kodshim kalim, talking about something of lower sanctity, which because of its lower sanctity, you can assume that money becomes chulin. And according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili, she did amar kodshim kalim mamam balim hu. Right, once you have kodshim kalim, while it's kodesh, it's still considered the monetary property of the owner. Right, and so the owner can choose what to do with it. Right? Meaning, it's not entirely kodesh, such that you need to be poded onto something else. It's still within your domain. You can decide how you want to act with this korban, and because of that, the money that's used the money that is used can be used for anything now, because it's not entirely Kodesh. However, I would have assumed that when it comes to a Korban Pesach, you don't have that domain of authority over the Korban. It's a Kodesh thing, right? However, with the money, someone would say, I can do whatever I want with this money. It's not Kodesh money. Rather, it's money that I plan on using the Korban Pesach. Ultimately, I have the authority of what I want to do with it. And if I want to pay to this guy to be a part of his Korban Pesach, and then he can use that money, that's fine. Because when the person said, I'm going to use this money for a Korban Pesach, that's what he meant. Not to make the money Kodesh, but that he can either buy a Korban Pesach or you could buy into someone else's Korban Pesach. He had that Kavana Milachachila. He didn't make it totally a Kodesh. Vaha Rebihi. And this is consistent with Rebbi Shita Mishumhachi Maot Shabiyado Chulin de Bimot Vada Mishar Inish. Right? Because the Rebbe explains that the money is chulin because the person who is buying into the korban intended this milachachila, that this could be one of the ways that he joined in a korban pesach and not to make this money hektish. Vahid de kamokila or Rabbi Yoshia ke Rebbe lo mukmina le ana ke Rebbe de pesach lo mishair inish. Mishair inish de mikara kam afrish lehu adat de hache mafrish lehu. Right? And I personally wouldn't have assumed that Rabbi Yoshia was following Rebbe's Shita. because Rabbi Yoshia says that even a Pesach, a person limits the Kedusha that he attributes to the Korban Pesach, where I would have assumed that Rabbi Shita was only that you limit the money, the level of the money that you're using for a Korban Pesach. However, you can't say that it follows Rabbi Yoshi Shita, Daha Tani Ba Vahamocher Olato Veshlam of Loas Havel Klub. Because Rabbi Yoshi says that someone who sells an Ole or a Shlamim hasn't done anything, meaning that when you designate something as a Korban, it's entirely Kodesh and you don't leave over for yourself any authority in that korban. Now that Rabbi Yoshi has said that this case is talking about someone who appoints a zona on his korban Pesach, the Rebbehi, and in accordance with the Shita of Rebbe Shema Minadis Virileya Filipisko Mishayr Yiddish, I can understand that Rebbe Shita is that even by a korban Pesach, you leave over some of the Kedusha, meaning you leave yourself some authority in the realms of this korban. I wouldn't have assumed that was Rebbe Shita, but Rebbe Yoshia seems to believe. Rebbe Yoshia, who's a much closer Talmud of Rebbe, in an earlier generation, assumes that this is Rabbi Shita, that not just when you designate money for a korban, you're saying I can use this money for anything that is, you know, relevant to the korban and not that the money itself is kadosh. Even if you designate a korban as kadosh, similarly, you don't say that it's outside of my ba'alut altogether. Rabbi Yoshia. Now, what's the context for Rabbi Yoshia's svara here? It's non. Meaning, what case is he applying it to? Right, we're not holding that in that Mishnah in Tamura. So let's bring in a little context. It's not, we learned in the Mishnah. Natan la mugdashin betnena harei lemutarin. The person gave a portion in a consecrated animal as payment to a prostitute, that animal is still mutter. It doesn't become usser. There's a general rule that if you use an animal to pay a prostitute, that animal becomes usser, and you can't bring it as a korban. However, if you're paying her with her participation in your hektish animal, the animal is still mutter. Ofo lechulin harelus asurin. However, if you pay, if you give her non-consecrated birds, those birds are now usser. Shehaya bedin, because now I would have assumed I could make the following comment. When it comes to mukdashim, consecrated, you know, high level holiness animals, that any blemish is makes it possible, then all the more so that when all the more so I would assume that however, those type of animals, which apparently it's not a problem, the din of ethnon doesn't apply to them. So if I pay a prostitute with those animals, then they don't become nullified. Ofo she'en amum pasubahem enodin she'en etnan machir chalein. So the birds, that those blemishes don't make them puzzle, all the more so that etnan shouldn't make them puzzle. Tamal lomar l'chol neder l'arab to ofo. But there's a reboy from the pasuk l'chol neder that should come to include even these birds, even though you'd have a kal v'chomer to assume that they wouldn't be included in this problem because of the l'chol neder, they are included in the problem. Kal v'chomer u'dashim me'ata. Now you would have maybe assumed that based on this pasuk, which includes the birds, I can make a kal v'chomer to the kochek the kedoshim, right? That ma ovo she'enu mupasel behem etnanu machir chal lehen mudashim she'enu mupasel behem enodin she'etnan machir chal lehen. If the birds, which aren't made puzzle by a mum, are a problem with ethnon, then the kodshim, the consecrated animals, which are a problem with a blemish, all the more so the ethnon should be a problem with them. But we have a miut, actually, because it says l'chol neder, it's only something that can still be offered, but kodshim are something that was already offered, in which case they're not subject to this problem of ethnon, of being puzzle because of their payment, because they're serving as payment to a prostitute. Ela tama, rather, what is the reason that consecrated items are not subject to this din of etnan? Tikatav Rukhmana, neder. Halav hachi, hava amida, mukdashim chal isur etnan alehem. If it wasn't for that pasuk, I would have assumed that when it comes to consecrated items, an etnan is a problem with them. Ein adam oser, but how is that the case that I can, that this iser of etnan paying a prostitute with an animal is chal on kodshim? The kodshim doesn't belong to me, right? The kodshim belongs to shemayim. So just because I used something to pay a prostitute, it doesn't make a difference. That wasn't mine. So how can an iser, how can I make it usser? Now it wasn't, I didn't own it. I'm Rabbi Yoshi Manezona al Pisho, Rabbi. Because we're talking about a case where I'm not paying with kodshim, I'm allowing a zona to participate in my korban Pesach in accordance with Rebbe Shita, who believes that I maintain some sort of authority over my korban Pesach, and it's not considered not mine entirely. My Rebbe, what sheet of Rebbe are we talking about? How do we know that's his sheet? The Tanya learned the Brayta of Im Yimad Habayit Miyotse. Right? Pazik says, if the house is too small for to go on an entire set, an entire lamb, Echiu Mise. Right? You sustained from the set. Mikde Achila. Velo Mikde Mikach. Right? So what that means is that you're allowed to sell portions of the seh in order to pay for the seh. However, you cannot sell portions of the seh in order to pay for other things. Rebbe Omer Av Migdei Mikach. You could even use the money that people buy into the seh in order to pay for other things. Must be that you're maintaining a certain level of balut over the seh, and it's not hektish. Shim ein lo memane acher imo apischo val chigeto umaot shebiado chulin shamanat ken ikdishu yisrael at pischehen. Right? And because you maintain a certain degree of balut, right? And so you can appoint other people on your set and use that money, which is now chulin, to buy whatever you need. Rabbi Rabbi Zera actually have a machloket as to how to understand this machloket. Chad amar be'etzim l'tziato kule amalo pligi dekevan etzikant de pesachu kegufa de pesach dami ki pligi b'matzu maru rabbanan savri ha'achila achritihi v'rebi savar kevan dechshir de pesachu kegufa de pesach dami. Right? So Rabbi Rabbi Zera have a machloket on the machloket of Rabbi and the Rabbanan. Right? So one says that when it comes to the wood that you need to make the korban, everyone agrees that's fine because that is actually for the Pesach. However, when it comes to the matzah and maror that you're eating the Pesach with, that's when you have a machloket. The Rebbe says that's fine, and the Rabbanan say that's not fine. It's not actually part of the Pesach. V'chanamar, the other one says like this: matzah and maror nami kulei amalo pligi. Even when it comes to the matzah and maror, Rebbe and Rabbanan don't argue. Dichtiv amatzah and maror yuchluhu. As it says in the pasuk that this is part of the korban, the kivan demachshir and the Pesach ninhu. Kivanach dami says it's a part of the Pesach. Since they're part of the consumption of the Pesach, they're part of the Korban Pesach. Keep ligi, where do Rabbanan and Rebbe argue? Likachba, chaluk, likachbo, tali. If you want to use that money to buy something else entirely. Rabbanan savri, meyot se, amarachmana, echiel se, Rebbe savar, echiel, tatzmichami se. The Rabbanan say that the pasuk about the se says that you, echiel se, that you can sustain the se through this money, so anything you need for the Korban Pesach. And Rebbe holds that you're allowed to sustain yourself through the se. That's the implication of the pasuk. Ula bai, damar, ilav, de ukmi, Rabbi Yoshi Lahib Manazon al Pisco for Rabbi having Bukmina Labi Kajim Kalim Valibid Rabbi Yosi Aglili Damar Kajim Kalim Mamun Palim who Ava Pesach Lo Mishair Hakatani Behedja. Shamanat Ken Ignish Yisrael Pisrehen. Wait one second. Didn't we have that whole statement by Abaye that says if Rabbi Yoshi hadn't already established this case as talking about a case of an etnan zona appointed on a Korban Pesach, and like Rebbe's Shita, I would have appointed it as something talking about Kodshim Kalim, which you maintain the level of balut over it, and according to the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Glili. But Rebbe says explicitly what this is talking about. That this is talking about that Almanat Ken Ignish Yisrael Pisrehen, right? That Klal Yisrael are Makdish the Korban Pesach in mind to maintain balut over them. So how does he say I would have established something else? Rebbe himself said it was different. Rebbe himself said it was like Rabbi Yoshia said that Rebbe meant. Right, because Abaye held that what Rebbe said that what he meant was that on condition that this is the condition that Klal Yisrael has makdish the money for their Korban Pesach, but not the Korban Pesach itself. New Mishnah. Zav shel rosh de'riyot shochtin lav b'shvi. Zav, who saw two discharges, right, who's going to be, you're allowed to slaughter the Korban Pesach for him on the seventh day because he's going to be Tahor that night. Rosh Shalosh, if he saw three, Shochtin Lav, Bishmini Shalom. If it's his eighth day of waiting, that's when you're allowed to because he's going to be Tahor the following night. Shomer Yom Keneged Yom, when it comes to a woman who is waiting, she had a discharge, now she's waiting to see if she's going to have another discharge, and if she doesn't, then she's going to be Tahor that night. Shoftin La B'Shani Shalah. On the second day, alright, out of the three, you're allowed to slaughter for her, because that night she's going to be Tahor. Rata Shneim, even if she saw 2 days in a row, however, Shoftin La B'Shlishi. Then only on her third day you're allowed to slaughter, because that night she's going to be Tahor. V'Hazava, Shoftin La B'Shmini. And for the Zava, you can slaughter for her on her eighth day of waiting, because that night she's going to be Tahor. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Shoftin You let a slaughter for a Tvul Yom and a Mechusar Kippurim. A Tvul Yom is just someone who went to the mikvah and is just waiting for the next day, and then he's totally Tahor. And a Mechusar Kippurim is someone who did everything he needed to do except for bring the Korban that's going to make him, he waited the right amount of time, the Korban needs to be brought on his behalf. However, if someone is Tamasheret, you cannot bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf. However, Ula Amar, Shochdin Zokin Tamasheretz. Ula says, even Tamasheretz, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf. Rav, Maishna Tavil Yom de Chazil Urta, Tamasheretz, Nami Chazil Urta. Why does Rav distinguish between a Tamasheretz who's going to be fined by nightfall, a Tavil Yom is also going to be fined by nightfall? Or sorry. The opposite. Tvul Yom is fine by nightfall, right? And Rav says, that's fine. You can bring a Korban Pesach for him. Okay, Tamei Sheretz is also going to be fine by nightfall. You should also be able to bring a Tamei Sheretz for him. Mechusar Tevila. Well, that's because he needs to go to the mikvah. This guy, he hasn't done everything he needs to do. He needs to go to the mikvah. And that's why you can't slaughter a Korban Pesach for him. Tvul Yom, Nami Mechusar Erev Shemesh, right? Well, you know, Tvul Yom also is lacks something because he's lacking Ha'erev Shemesh, right? The sun hasn't set yet, so he's not kosher right now. So they're both, the Tamei Sheretz and the Tvul Yom are not kosher right now. The Tvul Yom needs sunset, and the Tamei Sheretz needs to go to the mikvah. They're both lacking, and yet you can bring it for the Tvul Yom. Why can't you bring it for the Tamei Sheretz? Shim Shem Meila Arva. Because the sun is definitely going to go down, right? We don't know if this guy is going to go to the mikvah. Mechusa Kippurim Nami. Ha'mechusa Kabara. But wait one second. Rav also agrees that the Mechusa Kippurim, you can bring a Korban Pesach for him, and he's lacking a Korban being brought. Shekinah Biyado. Yeah, but he has the Korban with him, so that's why it's fine. We assume that it's going to be that he's going to bring the korban, whereas we don't know if the other guy is going to go to the mikvah. Tamei Sheretz nami hari mikvah levanav. But Tamei Sheretz, just like he has this korban in front of him, someone who's Tamei Sheretz has a mikvah in front of him. Dima Pasha. Yeah, maybe he's not going to go to the mikvah. Yachem mechuz kipurim nami. Who will be the chuz kipurim? Dima Pasha is not going to bring his korban. He goes to Masrina lebeitin. No, so when we're talking about mechuz kipurim, he already gave his korban to the beitin, so it's not in his hands anymore. Because Rav Shmaya, in accordance with the sheet of Rav Shmaya, the Amar. Chazaka in Beit Din, Shekonim Omdim Misham Ad Shichlumo Sheba Shofarot. Right, that we have a Chazaka, that the Beit Din does not leave until they've taken care of all the responsibilities, in which case we assume that it's as good as done, this Korban. Ula Rav, and according to Rav Shita, Midoraita Michzi Chazi. Well, then it would seem like we have this Gzeira that we're afraid that he's going to be Poshea, and that's why it doesn't work to him. However, on a Deoraita level, it would still, on a Deoraita level, seemingly, you could bring for a Tamei Sheretz, Rabbanan Hu de Gazru Behe, and it seems to be a Gzeira de Rabbanan, Ama Amarav, Tamei Echad, Mehem Besheretz. Right, in which case, Rav will be of the Shita that a Sheretz Tuma can be brought on a Deoraita level. It's only the Rabbanan that we say don't slaughter for a Sheretz, right? Well, how is it then that we taught that if half the tzibur is tamei and you need to have most of the tzibur be tamei, that you just metame them with tamei sheretz? That seems to say that a tamei sheretz on a deoraita level cannot bring it, but if a tamei sheretz can bring it, bring a korban pesach on a deoraita level, how is making one more person tamei sheretz a problem? According to the Torah, he can bring it anyway. That's not going to make most of the congregation tamei. El Rav deoraita nami lo chazi. Rather, you have to say that according to Rav, even at the Torah level, someone's tamei sheretz cannot bring a korban pesach. Nichtiv, as it's written, ish ki yet. Right, because Rav understands the following pasuk that a person, if he's tamei lenevesh, it is tamei from korbs tuma, and we're clearly talking about someone who's tamei from korbs tuma on his seventh day, which is tantamount to being tamei tumat sheretz, and the Gemara and the Torah says he cannot bring it. And if you want to say, how do you know that we're talking about someone who's tamei mate on his seventh day? Savor like Rabbi Yitzchak, because he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak. The Kamar tamei mate mitzvah hayu. The people in the midbar were tamei from tumat mate mitzvah shachal shuvi shalayim liot be'erev Pesach, and their seventh day. Of Tuma was on the seventh day. Was on Erev Pesach. Shnei Amar v'lo yichlu lasod Pesach b'yomahu. B'yomahu de'enan yicholin lasod. Aval lamachar yicholin lasod. And how does he know that? Because it says they couldn't do the Pesach on that day. That day they couldn't do the Korban Pesach. The next day, however, seemed like they could do the Korban Pesach. That's how we know they were on the seventh day. Where the eighth day you could bring it. And yet the Torah says that they have to be pushed off. So because the Tamei Sheretz is tantamount to someone who is Tamei Mate on his seventh day, so Rav understands that Tamei Mate is also Psul Deoraita. Tanan Milan, the Mishnah, Zav Shirashte Re'iot, Shochdin Lav Mishvi. So a Zav who saw two discharges, you're allowed to slaughter for him on his seventh day. My Lav Delo Tavil. Aren't we talking about a case where he hasn't yet gone to the Mikvah, Ushmamina Shochdin Vizorkin, Nal Tamei Sheretz, right? Which is tantamount to a Tamei Sheretz, in which case it would sound like you can bring a Korban Pesach for a Tamei Sheretz, because the Tamei Sheretz is the same as a Zav on his seventh day. No, the Tavil. No, we're talking about a Zav who did go to the mikvah. So he's less severe than a Tamei Sheretz. E Tavil, Makamashvalan. If he went to the mikvah, what are you going to tell me? Right? Obviously, you can slaughter for him. He went to the mikvah. He did everything he needed to do. Hakamashvalan, the Afagav, the Mechuzara, Erev Shemesh, the Shimsha Mimela, Arva. Right? No, what I'm teaching you is that even though the sun hasn't yet gone down, because the sun will go down for sure, you can slaughter for him, even though he's not fit at this moment. And this actually is a very sensible reading of the Mishnah. Since the latter part of the Mishnah taught, Rosh Lo Shri, if you saw three discharges, Shochtin La Bishwini, you can slaughter from on the eighth day. Emar Bishlama, Zav Shirosh, De Ryu, Shochtin La Bishwini. Now, if you want to say, that the reason you can slaughter for a Zav who saw two Rayot, you can slaughter from on the seventh day, the Tavil, because he already went to the Mikvah, it's Tarich, Salkadak Tachamina, I would need to teach you both of them, because what my Arab thought, Salkadak Tachamina, Rosh, De Ryu, Bishwini, who, Delo Chuzar Maase, because on the, slaughtering for someone on the seventh day after seeing two discharges, is lacking absolutely no actions whatsoever. However, if he saw on the third day slaughtering for him if he saw three discharges slaughtering for him on the eighth day, the mechusar maase, mechusar kapara, because he is missing something. He's missing the korban that's supposed to bring for a kapara for him. Lo, I would have assumed that's the case. You cannot slaughter for him. He's not just missing. He is missing something significant. He's not just missing it being the next day. He's missing a korban. Kamash malan da'afagav de'mechusar kapara shoktim ezorkin iluve. Right. So that's why you need to teach me both. Because even though he's missing a korban, even though he's missing his kapara, still I can slaughter for him. But that's a chiddush. I need to teach it. Rather, if you're talking about someone who saw two discharges and he is on his seventh day, delo tavil, yet he is someone who did not go to the mikvah, rash losh b'shmini lamali. Right. Then why would you need to teach me someone who saw three discharges on his eighth day? Both someone who didn't go to the mikvah and someone who's mechusar kippurim are lacking in action. So by teaching me one, I should know the other. Hashtar yishlomar rash de riot b'shvi'i lo tavil. Now I could have said, now I can say that someone who saw on his seventh day and didn't go to the mikvah, the tamim al yahu, right, he's properly tameh, he didn't go to the mikvah. Shachtin zorkin iluve, but I can still slaughter korban pesach for him. Rash halosh b'shmini, someone who saw three discharges on his eighth day, the tavila b'shvi, the kelisha tuma, that he went to the mikvah on his seventh day and had a weaker level of tuma. Lo kol shekene shachtin zorkin iluve, all the more so I should be able to slaughter for him the korban pesach. El alav shmim shnamina, rash deru b'shvi v'shachtin iluve the tavil. Rather, when we said that it must be that when we said that you're allowed to slaughter for someone who saw two discharges on his seventh day, we're talking about someone who went to the mikvah, and that's why the next case was needed to teach, because that is a major chiddush. Lo, no, it's not necessary. Not necessarily talking about a case where he went to the mikvah. Right? Really, you could say that we're talking about a case in the Mishnah where he didn't go to the mikvah, and still it would be necessary to teach the case of the Zav had three riyot. That you're also allowed, on his eighth day, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach for him, but it's there, still it's necessary to teach that, Salkadak Tachamina, because what might you have said? Bishvi'ihu, Deviyadu Ladakin, right? On the seventh day, on the seventh day, it's in your hands, meaning someone who saw two Re'iot, on the seventh day, he can fix his own problem, right? Because he just needs to go to the mikvah, but Bishmini, Deviyadu Lakriv Korban, but someone who saw three discharges on his eighth day, he can't fix his own problem, because he can't bring a Korban. Eima Pashe Be'e Kohanim, and maybe the Kohanim are not gonna bring his Korban properly. Come on. In which case the Mishnah teaches you that we treat it as someone who you can bring a Korban Pesach for, because we assume, like Rav Shmaya, that the Kohanim are not going to make this mistake, they're not going to be lazy, you can assume that he's as good as Tahor. That's why we needed to teach both cases, even if you assume that the case of the person who saw two discharges on the seventh day didn't yet go to the mikvah, and it wouldn't be obvious that the person who saw three discharges on the eighth day could be brought as a Kal V'chomer, because he was lacking a korban. But you still need to teach me this to say that we rely on the fact that the Kohanim are going to bring his korban that he already brought to them. We'll stop here.